Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activists' views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emax in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out.
Lyrics.
Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get up off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street.
Welcome back once again to another Vance. Al Porter, man in the street. That's music, activism, news, chapter 10, verse 43 already. That music, activism, news is the abbreviation, acronym for man. For those listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call in 646-478-0944. MP3 format. Commercials and or music, please send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. That's emaxxradio@gmail.com. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, you can stay silent and go back on hold. But if you change your mind later on, you can always hang up, call back, or press 1 if you didn't do so in the first place. Before I go to the 216-541 number, let me at least go through some of the things that's going on. Such as Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube pages of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Twitter pages, Alfred Porter Jr. 1, Alfred Porter Jr. 1, that's numeral 1. Or Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2, Hip Hop Workshop 2 on Twitter. Instagram is Jr. Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley, J.R. period. Facebook Kent and Angelica. You can Facebook hhworkshoprecords.com. You can also Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio. There's also, for music purposes, www.3342music.com. I'm looking at OPN Radio, which airs Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com, Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, the webpage of BlackOnBlackCleveland.com, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on VoiceOfRadio.com. Tomorrow, we have Ward for official writing candidate Dontez Taylor, and we hear that Joseph Motley Jr. will be at least promoting his newest release. Also, you can Facebook. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., or Facebook Alfred Porter Jr., period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, YouTube page of Miss Commentary, Cleveland, and, of course, also on Twitter, Man in the Street 13, www.templabor.org, always hiring people, and training and hiring at the same time. Now, thelogtv.com, and We Are Cleveland, Power Groove Records. This is the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland, with a lot of different Cleveland artists on it. With that being said, let me at least take some time, since I have a couple of phone callers. Let's do things a little bit out of order as I go to a 216-541. 216-541, how you doing out there?
Hi, Mr. Porter.
I recognize that voice because
Ms. Bickerstaff?
I thought it was. I thought I recognized the voice because you are a frontline soldier. As a matter of fact, I didn't get into the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, but in the number 6 spot, debuting, people could have found it on Facebook, Speak Out for Safer, capital letters, CLE, exclamation point. Tell me what's going on with issue 24.
Well, number one, what's going on right now, of course, you know the election is coming up November the 2nd. We have been out across the city doing community conversations with the community to educate them about issue 24, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow we're going to be at Matt Zone from 5 to 7:30, 6301 Lorraine Avenue, okay? The next one we're going to have is going to be at 11115 Kinsman Avenue. That's going to be Pastor Gates Church. The last one we're going to do is going to be on the 30th of October, and bring the kids and have them dressed up on Halloween, because we're going to give out different Halloween candies and bags and stuff for the kids and talk to the parents about issue 24. That's going to be at the Community of Faith Assembly, 5949 Eagle Avenue. That's right off of Broadway. 5949 Eagle Avenue, that's going to be from 6 to 8. 11115 Pastor Gates Church, Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church, on the 29th of October from 6 to 8. So we're going to have two back-to-back 6 to 8 Friday and Saturday. We have one tomorrow. These are our last three community conversations we've been having across the city. We've done six of them because we went to one tonight. But that was like last minute at 8019 Cedar Road, Cedar Avenue at the Manor House Recovery Center. So I want to give a shout-out to LaVita Murray, who called us out to talk tonight about it. We just got back, and I'm on the line with you. But this is the thing, Mr. Porter. Issue 24 is becoming a big is being talked about. And it's being talked about in the elections. But, however, the problem with the issue 24 is incorrect information. Number one, it's been stated that if this issue 24 commission board is implemented, it's going to get rid of the mayor. Not true. A charter board cannot get rid of a mayor. You have to do a recall to get rid of the mayor and have sufficient evidence to do it. A commission board is not going to be able to do that. Then it's also stated we're trying to defund the police. No, the only thing we said, the monies that they get, which I think right now they have $219 million. So if you take $1 million from that and you invest it in gun violence, cold case murders, okay, mental health services, homelessness, that's not asking a lot. If you got $219 million, and we're only asking for $1 million, where are we trying to defund anything? Okay, where does that define that? First of all, I'm against defunding the police because that's part of our safety services. We need safety services. We need
okay.
that. Okay. Thirdly, they said, now listen to this, no police officers is going to be allowed on that commission. Not true. Once again, they're going to have four slots, the FOP, the union, the Black Shield, and the Hispanic. That's four slots. So if it's 13 members, Al, the police got four slots. Okay?
Right.
That's four slots, so there's going to be nine slots left. And those other slots is going to go for academia, a minister, a pastor, or a bishop. It's going to be young people from 8 to 30. It's going to be a person that's going to represent someone from homelessness, a person that represents someone that's with mental health. It's going to be for someone that was wrongfully convicted for the misconduct of the police. And Al, you know, there's a lot of wrongful convictions in this city.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's also going to be a person on there with gun violence that's been affected by the police, whether it was someone was killed in the street, by another civilian or the police, okay? And it's going to be a philanthropist. So we're talking about 13 members from a diverse crowd, and it's going to be a citizen on there. Now, does the mayor pick them? This is true. Through city council, we're going to make decisions to city councils on who to pick in those other three categories that I mentioned.
Okay.
So this is going to be for the community to be involved with. Now, someone asked me this. They said, well, wait a minute. Won't that make it two commissions? Let me educate. Right now, we're in a consent decree that was enacted May of 2015. So you're aware of that, Al. You're aware of that.
Yes, I am.
But through that consent decree, the Cleveland Police Commission is established. They do have a commission right now. But at any time, that commission can be terminated when the consent decree is terminated. Because right now, they're under a court order to come in compliance. Right now, they're giving them to 2023. Well, 2022, Al, is next year. So if the judge decides to terminate this consent decree and the commission in 2023, we're going right back to where we started from. And Al, you know this to be true. When my brother got killed in 2002, unfortunately, you wasn't with Black on Black Crime at the time.
Right.
But Al Porter is familiar with it. They was under federal mandate then.
Yes,
and
they were.
And they told them to change their ways. And guess what? They did not. So what
no,
we're saying is we want a permanent body to have some teeth and to be able to do some things. That's transparency, accountability, subpoena power.
I love
we need
it.
That.
I do.
We need transparency.
Yes.
We need accountability. Go ahead.
You are at least giving us so many facts, and we definitely know we need accountability and transparency. But I'm going to ask you, what caused you to finally get out and say, wait a minute, enough is enough? Let's put this on, quote-unquote, the charter. Let's make a law out of this. Let's give it some teeth.
Well, what happened, Al, as I indicated to you, we know that the consent decree is going to leave. It's going to leave at any time. And I just explained to you it may leave in 2023 if the judge feels
right.
that they're in compliance. What may be getting involved with this, we saw this coming to the end. So myself, Alicia Kirkman, you're familiar with Angela Miller. He was
yes.
murdered by police back March 23rd, 2007. Of course, you're familiar with Samari
yes.
Rice. You're familiar with CERN, showing up for racial justice. You're familiar with Black Lives Matter, LaTanya and Kareem. We got together and said, wait a minute. I said, wait a minute, y'all. If they leave and we don't have anything permanent, we're going to be stuck, and this is going to go all over again. This is going to start all over again.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to sit down and come up with a charter amendment. We want the commission to be permanent. And I want to clarify this. If you vote for the commission under Issue 24, if you go to the petition that's on the website, Citizens for Safer Cleveland, and you can just even Google our petition, on page 15, once this is implemented and is voted on and is passed, the Cleveland Police Commission that's currently enacted now through the consent decree will be terminated, and the new charter amendment under Issue 24 will be implemented. So you won't have two commissions. That's another misinformed information. So the thing is, Al, I want something permanent that's going to have the city to be safe and protect citizens' constitutional rights. That's why I got involved with this. And I'm going to say this. You can't change your heart. You can't change your mind, but you can change the law and the policies.
How long have you been doing what you have been doing?
Almost 20 years. My brother be dead January 26, 2022. Almost 20 years. He has grandkids now. His two daughters have kids. He has grandkids that he's never even seen. And remember, his daughters was like 5 and 6 when he died.
You didn't lie.
Yeah. So they have a memory of him, but not a lot. They remember some things, but not a lot, because they were so little.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So, once again, can you tell us, before leaving out, what's going on and how can people join in, be a part of, and help make sure this passes?
Well, first of all, I just mentioned all three of the community conversations with Cleveland that we've been having about Issue 24. Come out to the locations that I mentioned. 6301 Lorraine Avenue tomorrow. You could come from 5 to 7:30. You could call me, 216-355-6232, and that's 216-355-6232. You could come out to the next one that we're going to have on Friday, and the next one we're going to have on Saturday with Halloween and bring the kids. Go to our website. You got any questions, we're open door. Reach out to us. We'll be glad to speak with you. Any one of us can answer any questions about Issue 24. We also have an attorney. His name's Sabo Chandra. We have Dave Lima. Dave Lima was involved with this with Surge. I mean, this is where it's at. We're here. We want you to be educated. So when you go check that box, yes, or November the 2nd, you know that you've made the right choice. You made a right choice, and this is a choice that's been needed here, Al, for over 100 years. Now, I want everybody to listen to this. I want you to go to the Cleveland Police Commission website. I want you to Google it. I want you to type in reform in Cleveland from 1922 to current. There is a session that the Cleveland Police Commission did, the current Cleveland Police Commission did, Al, last Thursday.
Uh-huh.
It was at St. Martin de Porres School down here on St. Clair, the high school. And it was a lecture that they did on how it's been so difficult to reform police in Cleveland.
Right.
This has been going on since 1922. It's almost 100 years. I urge people to go and read that. It is very informative. It's a lot of information. It's talking from the past to the present. This is very important. You need to read that and educate yourself. This is very important. Issue 24 is going to change a lot of things here in Cleveland, Al, when it comes to the police. We want better police.
That's true. And I appreciate you for taking the time to call in. This is one of those shows that I cannot wait until it's done so I can repost it up. But I appreciate you, and I just ask you to thank everybody on behalf of our program for just coming out there, coming together,
and making a possible permanent change. And we'll speak it into existence November the 3rd. That will
second,
be when everything
second, November
is.
November 2nd.
Well, November 2nd is when you vote, but November 3rd, that's when everything I know will be instituted. I'll be able to sit back on November the 3rd. I think that's a Wednesday. Prop
yes,
my feet up and read about how history was made on November the 2nd. And early voting is right now, so at least, hey, feel free to go out and get the information. And thank you again for all the work that you've done.
Thank you for having me, Al.
No problem. Peace.
Bye-bye.
And definitely, bye-bye, enjoy the rest of the program. I do want to give a top 10 list from a Monday to a Monday, but because the 216-412 has been on so patient, 216-412, how are you doing out there? 216-412?
What up? We here.
What's happening?
What up? We in here. This is the entry music. Really, this is the new Prada entry. So you out here?
I hear it.
You know, this is Prada right here.
Okay, I hear that.
You hear that? Yeah. What's up, Cleveland? What's up, man?
Oh man, you giving us like. Premieres,
y'all,
and I appreciate that.
It's a movement. It's a whole movement going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, man. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to human supporters. Shout out to Blackout Sound. Shout out to Art McCoy. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Miss Bickerstaff. That's my, like, look. I'm going to say this. If she on here, that's my aunt. That's my auntie. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Bickerstaff ain't no joke. Staff ain't no joke. You know?
I'm glad to hear from you. Go right ahead, brother.
Fact. Like, look, I'm going to say this. I like what she said when she mentioned taking care of situations with people with wrong convictions.
Right.
So, like, that right there, no, like, you know what I'm saying? And, like, this lady had been through a lot, you know what I'm saying? Her brother was murdered by the police, you know what I mean? And she's speaking up, you know what I'm saying? Like, a shout out to Ms. Bickerstaff, you know, and support, you know what I'm saying, her cause and what she's doing out here. Because this lady, like, she really been out, you know what I'm saying? She read about it, you know what I'm saying? She's been out here doing her thing, you know, as far as with supporting, like, our community, our Browns community, you know what I'm saying? But besides that, I'm going to say everybody come out on the 30th. The 30th for Brother Dontez Taylor's event, we're going to have It's basically a fundraiser. We're
going to
have chicken dinners, $10. We're going to have hamburgers, $8. Combos. We're going to have Polish boys. Come out and support on the 30th. It is, let me look up this. Hold up. One moment. It is on, it's in Cleveland on Outerway.
Oh, okay.
It's on Outerway, the event. Apologize for, like, the address. It's in my phone. Yeah. So, I keep people up there, whoever stay posted to, you know, it's the Al Porter Radio Show, voice it. You know, you better hear that. Plus, me and Brother Dontez Taylor are going to be on the radio tomorrow talking about this. So tune in to Al's, Brother Shay Kiroy's show tomorrow.
VoiceOfRadio.com.
Yes.
VoiceOfRadio.com from 5 to 6 p.m.
So we would definitely have the full information tomorrow, though. The location is going to be somewhere on Outaway, and it's going to be a nice event. And it's a fundraiser. We're building up this campaign because we need to get this brother in office as a councilman. I mean, he's been an activist for years doing his thing out here. And that's what, you know what I'm saying, that's basically what we want to get people to understand, get, you know what I'm saying, get involved with what's going on. It was a nice event yesterday.
Yes.
His brother had. He was there, you know. So
I sure was. Enjoyed myself. I'm Reverend Pinckney. It was an excellent event at, yes, at House of Refuge with Pastor Georgette Scott. So, yes.
Yes. So, yeah. So, everybody, like, support this brother. We really need people to come out and support, as far as with, you know what I'm saying, putting somebody that's been around the community in office and stuff, that's seen certain things that's been going on. And this brother, he's blind. Facts, though. But this brother has a vision. True vision. You know, his brother is direct, outspoken. You know what I mean? And he wants to get rid of lead poison inside the community, you know, in the 4th Ward District. You know, if he could, you know what I'm saying, be mayor, facts though, he'd do what he can to get rid of, you know what I'm saying, all of that pushing around the city. Though, I'm just asking everybody to come out, you know, and come on, we have to stand up for ourselves. Facts, we have to stand up for ourselves and stuff. And this brother right here, that's the reason why I'm rolling with him, because, you know what I'm saying, he's a stand-up guy. I'm a stand-up guy. So it's like this. Come out on the 30th. It's a fundraiser. Come out and support. We're going to have good food. We're going to have some entertainment also. So you guys won't be bored. Nothing like that.
All right.
Yes. Just come out and support, you know, and let's get this brother in the office, you know. He's addressed a lot of issues and things of nature is we need to educate our children. And one of the things that I like about Brother Dantes Taylor is the fact that he has a program where he wants to put together where he bring in young children where we prep them to start their own companies. You know,
wow.
Start their own companies and stuff. Something that, you know, I don't want to go into all that, but, like, you know, other people's, like, something, the other people's cultures, I'll put it like this, other cultures, their children on. They prep their children from a young age. So it's just time for our kind to do the same thing, you know, so. Yeah, he has programs where he wants to start companies, you know what I'm saying, to instill into your children and be successful out here in life. And also, you know, he wants to put together a program for the disabled, you know, a better program for the disabled. Yes, where, you know, they don't have to worry about certain nonsense and they can be able to develop better as a person, things of that nature. You know, so just come out and support Brother Dantes Taylor. He running for Ward 4, mind you, Ward 4. And that'll be, I mean, that's basically said. Like, I mean, just standing for a lot of things going on, a lot of stuff that's been touched on. This brother has been sticking up for it, so we definitely need to get on our feet and make some things happen out here.
Yeah,
like we definitely need it as far as with, you know what I'm saying, the corruption in the city, the begins with the other council, like certain councilmen and things of that nature and stuff. You know, so here you got a real candidate, you know what I'm saying, that's willing to step up to the plate. Make something happen. So I'm sending everybody to promote, you know, so not promote. So, yeah, promote.
Mm-hmm.
Put the name out. Support Dontaze Taylor for Ward 4. You know, don't sleep on this guy, you know, because he has never slept on you. Anybody
I like
seen
that.
Stuff, you know? So, with that being said, just Major Taps from Proprietor ENT, and peace and love.
Peace and love. Appreciate you very much. That's a strong endorsement, and I'm looking at this area code 601 with the 513. Area code 601, how are you doing out there?
Brother L, how are you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm living life, so I'm enjoying everything. What's going on with you?
Not too much. For the ones who know me and don't know me, I'm Michael D. Landingham, former candidate for president of these United States of America in 2020 and again in 2024, but now as an independent. And, you know, truthfully, Brother Al, I wasn't going to come on tonight, but something told me to get on, and I heard that young brother spoke, and you know, three things popped out from that conversation. Number one, we need more young black men out there to speak what he's speaking about, all right? Because we got to teach our youth to be stronger than what we are today, correct?
Yes, indeed.
All right, number two. There's an element in which, as a nation, as black people, as white people, as all of us, we're missing leadership on trying now to bring us together to solve these problems that we're facing in our communities, in our cities, in our states, et cetera, correct? But we're lacking that. They put it out with Black Lives Matter, but is there a central leader about that group, that organization, not the movement, but the organization, correct? There's no central organization of leadership about that. But from what that gentleman spoke about, that's what we need. The number third thing I'm going to say is, if all of us as Americans don't come together, I know they made politics as poisonous as possible, or we can turn our backs on and say we don't want to be a part of it. But for black people, let me tell y'all something. This is our country. We're born here. We have to fight for our rights. I ain't talking about with sticks and stones and something to break your bones. I'm talking about with words, the logic, of understanding each other. And so, anyway, I don't want to talk too much, but I just want to hear some of what's going on from what you know, and maybe I can interject with what you know. That's why I'm calling.
Well, right now, the main thing that I know of is I'll probably do my top 10 list in a little while, and we have stayed pretty busy. So that's the main thing that I know of right now. That's it.
Well, the mayorship in Cleveland is pretty much the biggest thing going on right now, right?
Yes, it is.
So I heard about the two candidates. They're pretty new. You know, but we need someone new. And so I like Bibb. I like him because he's new. I like him because he doesn't have any history. I like him because he does have a vision. What's the other gentleman's name that's running right now?
Kevin Kelly.
I like Kevin Kelly. He's smart. He's visionary as well. And I wish I had time to put more time into reviewing both of these candidates, and I should, but I'm working, so I got to balance them both. But right, you know, I'm a presidential candidate working. That's never happened before. So I don't want to choose either one. I did say I favor Bibbs,
right.
But because of what I heard. I heard of him a little bit, but I had some of his supporters, Kevin Kelly supporters, coming to my house, and I heard some of his people, what they said. So I'm kind of like middle of the ground. But whatever candidate that is best for Cleveland that can go to Washington and bring out our concerns and changes and needs for the people and can be a shining light, that's the kind of lady that we need right here in Cleveland. So, yeah, that's either candidate, I believe they have the potential, but if they can show that, then they'll get the vote. They'll get the win.
I hear you. Thank you so much. And I thank you for at least getting an early jump on everything. And may you continue to be successful
Wait. You've been short on that. What's the early thing I got to jump on?
Repeat that again now.
I said, you said I had an early jump on something, but you didn't specify.
Oh, yes, for 2024 instead of waiting around.
That's right. All right, the early bird gets the worm. That's my belief. I'm from Cleveland, and I believe the early bird gets the worm. If you have enough evidence about bringing people together and showing that the two-party system has failed the American people on both sides, we need somebody that can unite this country. I believe that me, myself and I, with my ideas and with being open about listening to other people and by bringing other people together from other races and other political ideologies, that a single black man born and somewhere raised from Cleveland, but back and forth from Alabama and Cleveland, but born from Cleveland, can be the glue to help bring all of us together, to show that we are one family, an American family. And then running as an independent, I think all of us really need that, because we've been lied to for far too long, and we're tired of it. We're damn tired of it. And we lost so many people during this pandemic. Now, I mean, how long can we go until we have a real revolt? Until we have somebody to calm us down and show us who we are and what we need to do. And we're not close to a revolt. I know that those people want to start a civil war because their leaders ran out of ideas on how to bring people together and have the only ideas they have is to go backwards. America is not meant to go backwards. It's meant to go forward and to lead this world. And we're going to do it. And I believe I'm the one to help lead us to that point. But I need everybody to help out by just researching me on LandonHamCase.com, on the party We the People on Facebook. I'm on TikTok, YouTube. Just Google my name, Michael D. Landingham. It's like landing the plane, then going ham. And that's all I got to say about that. So God bless you and everybody else that's out there watching or listening, actually.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it very much. Hey, Michael D. Landingham. Like he said, it's just like landing a plane and going ham. I appreciate those people who at least took the time to call in this evening. My thing is, maybe we will have a little bit of fun in between everything else. But before we do, just because we did have a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment. Number 10, the Facebook Trappies Bears You Dare Halloween Costume Party. Number 9 on Facebook, it was the Jam Sessions, October 22nd was Stoney and the Trees. It was Jam Sessions, October 22nd was Stoney and the Trees. Number 8 debuting was the 4th Annual Toys for Tots White Party. Number 7 debuting, yeah, it was a big name, so I had to throw it out there. Michael Bublé was at the Rocket Arena last Thursday. Number 6 debuting, Facebook, it was the Speak Out for Safer, CLE
exclamation point after that CLE. They had like a march, block party, music. That was nice. Number five, you could Facebook Art McCoy BMA Bus and Car Caravan, Downtown Cleveland Part 2, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Black Man's Army, Father's Lives Matter, Divine Victory, Major Taps, Ross Solo, Man in the Streets, Dantes Taylor Award for Candidate, all on the bus. You had music blaring, but once you got down there, it was a major rally. We've talked about it before. I won't talk it to death. If you replay last week's program or 3 weeks prior, the whole Sherwin Williams debacle, not paying the black contractors, kicking them back off the table. This time you had SCLC and several other organizations along with Big Brother Norm Edwards, Ken Bender. It was a lot of different pastors. You even had Councilman Bashir Jones down there. And it was interesting that even though we took the street, blocked off traffic on Ontario and Prospect right outside the Sherwin-Williams office headquarters, but it was very interesting to me that it was done in the midst of thunder, lightning. Yes, it was. I also want to say that number four makes sense, debut at the Cleveland Marathon. That was huge. Number three, Tower City Concert, the finals last week, Bone Concert this upcoming week. Number two, yesterday, the Rock Hall Free Day. Yeah, major. And then number one moving up from last week, but it was still major in itself, whether you like it or not. The NFL football last Thursday, nationally or internationally televised event. The national spotlight was on our region and our area. Let me look at this, 216-773, 216-773. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing very well. I'm doing very well. Sometimes I have to check the delayed reaction button. But what's going on with you?
Nothing much. Just, you know, living in this interesting time, dealing with the voting and, you know, the voting that's coming up November the 2nd. I want to let people know, you know, to make sure they, you know, have your voice be heard by voting. That is our constitutional right. And if you can't get there to vote, make sure you get your absentee ballot there. If you can't mail it, make sure you ask someone to pick it in for you, because it's very, very important. We're living in a very serious time. Our mayor is dealing with the mayor's race as well as the council seat. And there's a lot of things going on with both.
I hear you. I hear you. With those things being said, are you disappointed by some of the primary numbers when it comes to voting, or are you at least hopeful with seeing a lot of other people show interest in planning on voting for this election cycle right here? What's your frame of thought, frame of mind?
Well, my frame of thought is I'm a little disappointed in how people, you know, are voting. And, you know, I'm going to, you know, sway a little bit on something else is dealing with, you know, politicians and political things. And so I'm disappointed that a lot of the candidates, whether they be in council seats or they, you know, in the running for council or running for the mayor's race, I'm disappointed in some of the things that that I see in regards to the tricks and the lies. And, you know, it's disappointing to me because they are taking No, they're treating the residents, their constituents, as if they are ignorant and not aware of certain things that are happening in their community. And I think that is really, really horrible. It really bothers me that, you know, you could tell a lie on one candidate, on a candidate, just to get some votes. And, you know, wow. And some people are not really even looking at that. It's just a lot. And, you know, you have to use lies and trickery and, you know, the, you know, tricks of the words and, you know, just to get a vote, because they're banking on us as residents and constituents of theirs to not know anything. And, you know, that's why I feel that civic engagement is very, very important. And that's something that should be ongoing. You know, they took that out of the schools, and we, you know, it's sad. And Cleveland is in need of some serious help, especially on the east side, on the east side of Cleveland. I know I do get out there, and I've been doing this for a long time, is going out there making sure people are registered to vote, making sure senior citizens, if they can't make it, make sure they have an absentee ballot, you know, they absentee, make sure they get their absentee ballots applications in and that sort of thing, because I truly believe in voting. I exercise my right, my family exercise their rights, and I just want to encourage everyone to know that their vote does count, and don't listen to the tomfoolery. When you get things in the mail that's talking some crap, know that it's crap. Know that it's not the truth. And research it if you don't understand. Research it, or find somebody that knows, you know, what's going on.
I appreciate
that. That's how
this.
I feel the place.
I appreciate that, and I thank you so much for making sure that other people get into the right frame of mind to vote. So I appreciate you for that.
You're welcome. I mean, that's what I do as you know, being out there with my organization. You know, I don't just do, you know, Brick House Women's Wellness. We just don't do wellness. We're, you know, all of it is deal with wellness of our community, all of it. So I'm out there, mm-hmm. you know, trying to make a change, helping people make changes as well.
We appreciate that. Yeah. May you at least continue to be consistent. And following the path that you have, you've made a lot of, I'll say, strides. So we appreciate you.
You're welcome, and thank you. Thank you very
no
much.
Problem.
And remember to vote on November 2nd. And
no
vote for
problem.
Issue 2040.
All right, then. We'll take that. As a matter of fact, November 2nd, and maybe on November 3rd, huh? I will have to go down to City Hall and at least take 16 shots as a nice way to say goodbye to Mayor Frank G. Jackson. But I'm going to go to that area code of 615 with the 894. 615 with the 894. What's going on?
What's popping with the pillow? What's going on, bro?
Man, I'm doing phenomenal. How are you doing?
Man, good, 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 man. I see the show, man. I heard a lot of dope things, man. I heard a lot of good stuff, man.
I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, let's just break it down and say, what's going on with your brother Eastside?
Oh, man, ain't nothing going on, bro. You know, we're getting ready for next week, man. We will be in Atlanta. We will be in Cleveland, man. Oh, man. It's gonna be epic, man. DJ Beto, Lady New Life, Pain New Life, it's gonna be epic, man. It's gonna be crazy.
Wow. It is too. It is.
Yes,
what are
sir,
some of your
man,
other
yes,
plans while you down here?
Ah, man. I don't know, man. Got something going on the west side, man. Probably gonna stop at the Odyssey, you know, gotta stop at my brother's club and then link up with a couple situations. I'm actually shooting my movie trailer in Cleveland as well. So the come up movie trailer will be kind of crazy. It's gonna be crazy, man. You know, I gotta do it. You know.
I feel you.
You know what, November 2nd, we live, man. November 2nd, man. We live. Voice of Radio, man. You know, we live. Al Porter, DJ Bucko, Lady New Life. Oh, man, I'm okay.
I'm looking forward to that. As a matter of fact, man, how you stay on fire, man? After all of these years, you're still on fire. You're still excited. Like the very first time I met you a few years back. What keeps you going, bro?
Man, most importantly, because I see a lot of rappers going to say this, a lot of promoters, a lot of people in my line of work do not say this, but, you know, my first answer to that is the most important. You know, that's the most high. The man upstairs, you know, that's the man that wakes you up, you see? But
right,
as far as everything
right.
else, my grind, you feel me? I don't care. I don't care who with me, who not with me. My grind is going to keep me going. Like, you know, I started by myself. I mean, you know, I've had a lot of groups. I've had a lot of artists. I've had a lot of models.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know what I'm saying? You know, some people stay. Some people fall. Some people fold. Some people do a lot. I don't know. I mean, I'm just, I don't know. But in the same sense, man, I've been around people like you. I've been around people like Five Guys. I've been around people like TJ, Hood Tune, you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot, all these people who taught me things. And so I sat there and I really just sat there and I just paid attention. Some was productive criticism, some was just love. And I just took it and strived with it. And that's what made me the person I am today. But yes,
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir, man. I appreciate all the love you've shown me all these years, man. But October 31st through November 2nd, man, Coalition DJs, DJ Bucko, Lady New Life, Team New Life, where we live in Cleveland, man. We shut the city down for a couple of days, man, you know. Taking over, man. It's going to be the New Life Coalition DJs takeover, man. So it's definitely going to be a movie, man. The come-up trailer movie will be shot in Cleveland. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be wild, man.
Hey, I appreciate it. I just have to ask you, man, movie trailer, what caused you to say it's time?
It's time is because, you know what I'm saying, you know, I've been waiting for a very long to actually drop my second album, you know. My second album, independently, you feel me? Like, it was more like I've been slacking on myself, you know, I've been promoting this person, promoting that person, promoting this situation, that situation. It's just been hibernating. And every time I turn around, people are like, oh, damn, Eastside, when you dropping the next project, when you doing this, when you doing that. But me personally,
right.
I'm like, individually, it wasn't like, long story short, it wasn't like I was slacking on myself. It was more like I can't be like the average artist to just have a song, drop a video, have a song, drop a video, have a song, drop a video. Because once you do that and you put out all your product, when your product actually finally drops, they're going to be like, what? I don't even want to buy it, bro. I done heard everything already. So it's like a step-by-step thing with me. I don't care how long it takes, how much, you know what I'm saying? It's step-by-step. You know what I'm saying? I hit them when it's time. You know, every time Eastside do something, I just pop out of nowhere with it. They're like, damn, fuck Eastside been at? Oh, shit, how you jump over that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, you know, but, yeah, I appreciate the love, man. I appreciate everything. I appreciate all your help, all your support, all your productive criticism, you feel me? You know, I appreciate that because that definitely helped me out with a lot of things, industry-wise, business-wise. It helped me out a lot because now I'm like, I have my own company. I have my own clothing line. I mean, I have my LLCs. Like, I have all that I need business-wise and professional-wise. You know, some people feel like productive criticism is, oh, you being mean or you down or you doing this. Nah, it makes you more business-oriented. It makes you more, I'm telling you, appearance is everything. So when you put them papers on, when you show that merch, when you show that it's crazy. People look at you a totally different way.
Right.
I
appreciate
it. October 2nd is going to be crazy, man. We live. Coalition DJ, DJ Buffalo, Lady New Life, Family Life is crazy. We there. I'll see y'all. All
right,
man. Make sure that's happening. It's going.
Appreciate you. Thanks, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Peace. And definitely safe travels. Looking forward to having a brother in town. Before we leave up out of here, Man in the Streets Radio had no choice. The staff at hand had no choice but to endorse Ward 4 write-in candidate November 2nd. He may be blind, but he has vision. Vote Dontez Taylor. Why? Because Dontez Taylor, Ward 4 candidate, knocking down abandoned buildings in Ward 4, standing against violence in Ward 4, teach children how to run their own programs, getting rid of abortions, Ward 4, lead safety, and God we trust as we walk together to make it better. Endorsed by Jesus Christ activist Donald Walker Brown, who is the first female five-star general of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, inner city Republican movement co-founder, Minister Jerome McKay, Mount Pleasant Barbecue, Teresa Harrison, or it might be Hairston, Major Taps, Man in the Street Radio, Evangelist Harrison. Vote Dontez Taylor, Ward 4, November 2nd. He is the write-in candidate. That's DontezTaylor. For those people who have listened to our programs time and time again, you know over the past 10-plus years, yeah, that's why we say chapter 10, verse 43 tonight. But over 10 years, we've dealt with police accountability or the lack thereof, certain things that need to be done. So I believe the staff of this radio program, I'm not going to argue with them when they say they endorsed issue 24. They definitely endorsed issue 24. Other things to look at in, of course, Ward 8, Asia Jones, popular, powerful candidate for Ward 8 from Black Lives Matter Cleveland. But it just so happens that the staff of Man in the Street Radio, they chose Mike Polensic based on the fact that he has gotten out there on camera when a lot of politicians who work with them refuse to. Mike Polensic endorsed by Man in the Street Radio because he acknowledged the work of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, has gone so far as to stand out there to push Black Man's Army, to push other activists, especially coming back and fighting on our side against the current mayor, against city council when it came to taking and giving out, quote unquote, the cue and everything else. Even, I will say, Jimmy Haslam and the Browns, the whole Gateway complex, he had a lot of problems with the fact that residents weren't being asked to vote. And for the years, he would bring us up to date, even make sure we knew about certain meetings, and would be there to respond in committee to do our best to kill certain things. So that is something that I can say I appreciate him for doing. So Mike Polensic, definitely, and also East Cleveland, Ward 3, Man in the Street Radio. Yeah, Elder Goodrum has done great things. Invited hip-hop artist on programs. She has done a lot of things for children in the school system and Black History Month programs, but Man in the Street Radio had to go with Ernest Dale Smith, who has consistently music, activism, and news. What's bigger than a Press People's Nation that dealt with all kind of police brutality, you name it, brought us to the table, activists and others, to meet with the East Cleveland Police Department and voice concerns. He is also consistently, from battle rap to everything else, he has promoted the whole entertainment genre, had artists perform consistently.
the OPN Center, giveaways to children, giveaways to adults, free food, a lot of it out of pocket. He's consistently doing so even after being voted in. So Man in the Street stands with him on his re-election bid. I want to thank everybody who tuned in. We will go after our endorsements next week and speak more about the candidates that this program endorsed. We will also add a few more into the list. So Man in the Street, definitely standing tall. There are certain candidates from Mike Polensic to Dontez Taylor who are proudly putting us on the literature because they know that we do our best to stand with the people. And that's, hey, I got to thank my team, thank my staff. I want to thank the Creator for at least allowing me to have even Mama Porter still living in my life to get things better even in our relationship. It isn't always the best, but at least we can get things better. I want to thank Day Maid, Danielle. I've gotten a chance to grow, and I appreciate that. Talk to you all soon. Hey, peace.